Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, I want to affectionately welcome you. I see already how our devotees are slowly thinning out. Yeah, that's all right. They might need some rest. Today we will start our lecture on, there will be again new information about Lord Nityananda. We will therefore start our lecture with a song, Nitai Pada Kamala. Gaurahari is here somewhere? Yes, yes, yes. Song is there. Krishna, Krishna. If you want to see photos of Lord Nityananda from Ekachakra Gram, we have a secret address. There is one devotee, a friend of Siddhartha, who is making photos of the temples, and I do not know. Well, we place them on my internet, but it's not my internet. It's, you know, the where would they find it? What? Instagram. Wow, Sachinanda Swami Instagram. There, if you wish, I'm not saying it to increase my followers. No, no, it's about Lord Nityananda. No? So, yeah, brand new photos just been done this today and yesterday. Very beautiful, because they celebrate, of course, Lord Nityananda as Ekagram Ishvara, the Lord of their village. So you can see that. So we will sing now. Is it already there? Oh yeah. Hare Krishna, your name is Nityananda. And you dress in blue pants. Blue is already the right color. Dhoti is good. Why do we dress in dhotis? You have the color is already right. This is wonderful. We dress when we are for spiritual or let us say purely traditional purposes. We like to dress in devotional cloth. That doesn't mean that we go in our homes and houses in dhotis, if we prefer not. But when we go to the temple to worship Krishna, we dress. Just like when you go to the ocean to swim in the ocean, you have swimming shorts. You wouldn't dress like this on when you go to church in swimming cloth. You would change the cloth and go into worship and your worship cloth. No, so it's nice if you all have a cloth for various purposes. When you go for adventure rides, you will have your sturdy outdoor cloth. When you go for a funeral, you have cloth that is appropriate for funerals. With our cloth, we can tune ourselves in to the mood. So devotional clothing is nice during devotional activities. But for instance, if someone is a outreach preacher, he may dress in the way the outreach preaching requires. But when we worship Krishna, when we are in the family, then devotional clothing is good. But Nityananda, your color is excellent. You have really found the color of Lord Nityananda. So this is a plus point. Mm-hmm.
Tai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala
Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala
Shubhano Duracha Nitai Pada Pasaniya
Asadhyere Satya
Darunita chara
Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada
So, Kunyavihari, you know what to do. And our other Krishna. So, I want to welcome you very much for this part of our celebration. It's an in-between day. Usually, we started the festival with this disciple meeting day. But everything changed because Lord Nityananda's appearance day came on, when was it, Tuesday? No, Wednesday. And we figured most of the guests, according to our numbers and statistical measurements, are coming for the birthday celebration, which is coming also. So therefore we put, of course, Lord Nityananda's day on the day when it actually happens. It's very nice. Sometimes in our effort to spread Krishna consciousness, we put festival days on other days. We would, for instance, put Nityananda's appearance day in some temples on Saturday, where people can come who are working. But we figure for this festival, we must do something for our devotees also. And there is no doubt that the full mercy of the respective avatar or Lord whom we are celebrating, the full mercy comes on the actual day. It has to do with titis, that is astrological constellations, which are then there, which open a passageway in the universe for more spiritual things to come through. So we have chosen today a verse which I've chosen many times, but it's always fresh, and I hope to give you a good insight into the meaning of or into the truth of what Lord Nityananda Balaram can give us on our spiritual path. I've called this lecture, let me see that I don't make a mistake here, there's so many lectures. I think I had to prepare for 10 lectures, imagine. By His Strength, no? In London, someone asked me, do you think it's actually possible that anyone can change and really become enlightened? It was a question in the university, and I said, no, that's not possible. Everyone looked at me. And I continued, it's not possible on our own strengths. We require strengths from above to become enlightened, or in our language, to become fully Krishna conscious. So, this verse is all about this. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atmavashopakalpam vandate garishta charana chanaya
nishatam
jnanasim achyuta balo dada Ashtachatru Svananda Tushta Upashanta Idam Vijaya Dhamanikaya Ratamatma Vasho Pakalpam
Dhamanikaya Ratamatma Vasho
Dati garishta charana chanaya nishatam
Dati garishta charana chanaya nishatam
Jnana simachyuta balo dadadasta chatru
Jnana simachyuta balo dadadasta chatru
Svananda tushta upashanta idam viyaya
Svananda tushta upashanta idam viyaya
Yavan nikaya ratam atma vasho pakalpam
Dhate garishta charana chanaya nishatam
Jnanasim
achyuta balo dadadasta
shatru
Sananda tushta upashanta idam vijaya
One Vaishnavi, please.
Yavandrikaya ratamatma vashopakalpam
Dhate garishta charana chanaya nishatam
Jnanasim achyuta balo dadadasta shatru
Svananda tushta upashanta idam vijaya Translation As long as one has to accept a material body, this is us, we have a material body with its different parts and paraphernalia which are not fully under one's control. So as long as we are in this compromised situation, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. It's very dense, the philosophy, so I will unpack it for you. The verse says, as long as we are here in this material body, material existence, we do need protection from our spiritual master and his predecessors. It means we garishta chana charana means the lotus feet of the superiors. So our sampradaya, we just need protection. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge. How do you sharpen your knowledge?
Hearing.
How do you make theoretical knowledge into practical knowledge? By application, someone said, no? So, yes, for we hear, but then we need to apply. Otherwise, it's only notes in our notebooks. The notebooks will get burned at our death. You know, it's not so important to fill notebooks. I have many notebooks. I always take notes. But then you have to sharpen this. You have to, otherwise that knowledge is dull and cannot help you to cut through this thick fog of illusion. No? Then something else comes. With the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. We will hear about our enemies. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. This is a very long purport, and I know if I read it in the morning before you have eaten your breakfast, it will not really register, at least in, I've done some, you know, I always do my statistical inquiries, where I asked, so what do you remember of the purport this morning? And the devotee said, it was spiritual. That I remember. So, you laugh about something which is very sad. I think you laugh because of the humanness in it. So, Prabhupada, in his purport, makes two points about what is significant here. The first thing which is significant is Achyuta Bala, the strength of Krishna. A significant word here is Achyuta Bala. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently, by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. One must first please the spiritual master, and then one automatically pleases Krishna, gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of nations. If one seriously desires to return home back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong by pleasing the spiritual master, for thus one gets the weapon with which to conquer the enemy, and one also gets the grace of Krishna. Simply getting the weapon of jnana is insufficient. So simply getting knowledge is not enough. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Adhering means to follow his instructions. No? Then the candidate will get the mercy, the milost of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. This is the first significant verse, word, Achyuta Bala. You get this Achyuta Bala, this mystical sort of knowledge, this Excalibur in European mythology. No, you get this by training under a master. You know, these are universal principles. Therefore, in the medieval spiritual song of Europe is the Arthur legend, that we find a king in troubled times who needs to bring the country, which is fragmented and is the different lords fight amongst themselves, and the populace is hungry. They have to pay these taxes for the warfare of their warring lords, you know. And so someone must come, and this is a young man who first goes to his mentor. Do you know the name of the mentor? Merlin, yes, Merlin. He gets trained by Merlin and prepared, and then he gets the instrument by which he will rule, the sword, which has been made by very good beings who used to rule the world. This European mythology, you know, is the Excalibur. So I think this is a universal subject, and therefore in the original Vedic scriptures we find the original model of this. So here also the student who needs to set his life right and help others needs to first get training, and then he gets the sword of knowledge. And then this is now typical for the Vedic view on this. He needs something else. And this we don't find so much in European mysticism. No? He needs what to use the sword? Achyuta Bala, the strength from... Who's Achyuta? Krishna. You know everything already. So you can see spiritual subject matters, they will appear everywhere in all cultures, all over the world, because they are true. They are absolutely true. Mm-hmm. They speak on true principles. So this was the first significant word. Then there's another significant word. I jump in the purport. Significant in this verse are the words Gyanasim Achyuta Bala. Gyanasim, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, Balaram gives one strength. So it's a little bit now Prabhupada addresses this from another perspective. Now it gets really very deep, no? So you get knowledge, and then when you apply it under the guidance of your guru, Balaram gives one strength. Now listen to how Prabhupada continues. Balaram is... You know everything. Balaram is Nityananda, Vajendra Nandana Ye, Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se, Balaram Hoila Nidai. Yes. This Balaram comes from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them are so merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. They come especially to deliver the fallen souls of this age. Now I want to ask you a question. How do you take shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda and Chaitanya? Harinam Sankirtan. I think you follow it. No, you without the mobile telephone. Konya Bihari, our air minister, is providing us with an answer. Papi tapi jotto chila harinama udarila. Their weapon is Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. Thus one should accept this sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. When Prabhupada put Krishna Balaram on the main altar, all of Vrindavan was thinking, what? No, Radha and Krishna on the main altar? You are Gaudiya Vaishnavas? Prabhupada's meaning was, in this age of Kali, we need particularly the mercy of Krishna and Balaram, who come as Chaitanya Nitai, no? One can attain the goal of life. No, one cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Nitaye cha ranabe Braja Radha Krishna Pabe Nitaye Karuna Be Braja Radha Krishna Pabe. When one receives the mercy of Balaram, Nityananda, one can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. I admit these are very high and lofty concepts or ideas which need a little unpacking, and I will make it to as simple as so that you have a takeaway. This is very important. Oops. So the scriptures, the Bhagavatam here gives us an image about the spiritual journey. The image is, it becomes clear when you read this whole section of the Bhagavatam, that you know, I've just read without the strings of Balaram, or this, who's there also in the Guru Tattva, one cannot achieve his aim, and I'm starting to speak without offering my obeisances to my spiritual master. See what a fool I am. So let's start. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajane Satarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Govaktavinda. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Hare Krishna, this verse gives us a very interesting interest on the spiritual journey. All of us here are on the spiritual journey. I believe some of you started already in a previous life because you bring so much with you in your life, so much intuitive knowledge, so many things are already clear, whereas others clearly start their journey in this life that we can also see there. So but we are all on a journey. We may be at different stations at our journey, but we are all on this most exciting journey, which we do not find in any touristic travel descriptions. We find it in the ancient wisdom traditions which the world has. And we are very fortunate that we have come in contact with the original, the oldest tradition, the Vedic tradition. This is a historical fact. This is not just some pep-up talk. So yes, on this journey, we travel with a vehicle, our physical body. Therefore, mother and father are always to be honored in our tradition because they gave us our physical body. You know, they took care of us when we were not yet able to use this body on our own. We needed to be fed. We didn't know how to eat. We needed to be taken care of in many aspects. But now our body, you are grown up, and Gopal is also there. Your name, Gopal Prasad. No? Gopal Prasad is also here. Gopal Prasad, would you just like to come, the devotees see you? Gopal Prasad and me became friends in Gießen. This is just, please look at Gopal Prasad. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Gopal Prasad. You may sit down. He is now a young boy. When I met him, I understood he was practicing spiritual life in a previous existence, and he will now grow up. Gopal Prasad will take on more responsibilities as he will know how to use his intelligence more. It needs to be strengthened a little by schooling. I think you go to school in Mayapur, am I correct? Or homeschooling?
Yeah.
Homeschooling, yes, wonderful. Homeschooling, so his intelligence is brought out more and more. Soon the parents will be able to give him more and more responsibilities. I see Gopal Prasad already driving a bicycle. Do you know bicycle driving already? Oh, you know already. Motorcycle? not yet.
Still learning.
Motorcycle is coming. Then soon car, and then maybe airplane. Gopal Prasad is not an ordinary Gopal Prasad. So he's learning to use his body to do many things, and he will take responsibility. All of us were young once, and we are now older, and our journey, we learn many things. We meet people, we marry, we divorce, we are born, we are dying, you know, we all make our experiences through this body. Now, on the road, there are various enemies which will come. Once Prabhupada was asked by one devotee, Prabhupada, who's the main enemy of the devotee? Do you remember Prabhupada's answer? He said he himself is his greatest enemy. Why are we ourselves our enemies? Because, yes, in our consciousness becomes polluted by passion and ignorance, by rajas and tamas, which means, in very clear language, we develop attachment, we develop hostility. You know, even today, I was talking with one devotee. Sometimes the spiritual community is, they have so much hostility amongst themselves that you think, like, whoa, this is amazing. We develop greed, we develop lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, false prestige, insults. The enemies which come together in our mind so that we really turn against ourselves are described in text 43 to 44. No, of this chapter. If you want to know what Prabhupada meant when he said you are your enemies, then you will see what rules you. This is a very dark list, I would say. Your dark list, you know, everyone carries this dark list with themselves. However, my dear devotees, there are also weapons which you have on your journey so that you can become free from the rule of these enemies which disturb you in your life. What do you consider the greatest weapon in this age of Kali? The Maha Mantra, yes, as you learn to chant it. But please, you need to learn to chant it. It's not that I'm now a Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. I'd have the bebek and I know to, I got my beats. You have to really learn to chant it. And by the way, this is a lifelong learning. Go into the... this is a very, very, very powerful weapon, but you need to learn it, to use it. There are weapons, my dear devotees, which are so strong, like the Pashupata weapon, which Arjuna has. It's a weapon given by Lord Shiva. First, it starts, if you want to use it, you have to know to chant the mantra. At that time, a brahmana will appear in your consciousness who's dressed in red. It's not an easy weapon. Then this brahmana will give you the Pashupata, bang. Then you have to take it. Then you need to again know the next mantra. Then you see flames coming. The flames turn into snakes. And then you have it, and then you can start. But your warfare. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I have given you a description for Mahabharata. It's not like that. You don't see snakes and flames and so on. It's a spiritual. But as you learn to chant it, you will see, there's a Naam, then you will see all of a sudden Krishna's form. Then you will see his qualities. Then you will see his pastimes. This is not something ordinary. It's not, okay, let's chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, so much time, Vilis Pasharam. Then you don't have the mantras. You only have the letters of the mantra. It's called Namakshara. You don't yet have the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's deep, my dear devotees. It's extraordinary. It is fantastic. So the scriptures here describe to us, as long as we have this material body, we must learn from the spiritual master and his predecessors, then we may get this knowledge, the sort of knowledge, sort, gyanasa asim. It says the sort or weapon of knowledge. Gyana, knowledge, asim means weapon. No, you will get the weapon of knowledge. But then you need Achyuta Bala, the transcendental strength from Lord Krishna. It's a science, the science of love of God. So, to make this now very simple, so that we can really, does this mean? Sachinandan Swami, stop with your complicated talk. I'm from Europe. I need something which, when I leave this lecture, I want to know what I have to do. So what this means is, you need to have in your life a balance between two factors. Your own effort by which you try to learn and try to apply, and then you need something else, that is the mercy from above, the mercy of Krishna. Let us just focus on these two things. In bhakti terminology, this is the Cheshta Rupa Bhakti. It means bhakti, where you make an effort. No, this is something else. Forget it. It's something else. The true art of bhakti lies in the dynamic balance of making your own effort as best as possible, and then being dependent on Krishna and asking him for mercy. This balance is not always easy, because sometimes we think, wow, it's going well, and we forget that this that it's going well because of Krishna's mercy, and then often he takes it away. I remember I was never a good book distributor, but on one day it went so well, I just passed out the book. My God, everyone wants books from me. What is? I'm very good, you know. I'm maybe I look like Prince Charming. This is perhaps the reason. Here, yes. What? How much? 20. Yes. You can give more if you want. No, I give 20. Okay. Ticket. So on. And then the next day, here, that king of book distributor. Tomorrow I will buy myself a Superman dress. Super book distributor dress. So here, this is a good book for you. Oh, get out of my way. Stepping out. What is wrong? Then I tried more and more. Yesterday it was so well. No one takes. Then in the evening I understood. What happened yesterday was the mercy of Krishna. You gave your effort. And today you forgot to be dependent on Krishna's mercy. Srila Prabhupada writes about this balance of making an effort and making ourselves at the same time dependent on Krishna in the Bhagavatam, in a purport. The highest achievement of perfect civilization is to work with valor. Valor means strength, but at the same time depend completely on Krishna's mercy. Mm-hmm. On the Lord, he writes here. And then he gives an example of 5 devotees who did this. The Pandavas were the ideal executors of this standard of civilization. Undoubtedly, they were completely dependent on the goodwill of Lord Sri Krishna. But they were not idle parasites of the Lord. They were all highly qualified, both by personal character and by physical activities. Still, they always looked for the mercy of the Lord, because they knew that every living being is dependent by constitutional position. If you want to read this part of Prabhupada's writing, it's really condensed, I know. Please make a note. You find it in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 8th chapter, verse number 37. So here he says, look at the Pandavas. They were so qualified. They made an effort. They used their abilities in Krishna's service. But they at the same time knew that they were constantly dependent on Krishna. For me, one of the most beautiful passages in the Mahabharata is when on the last day, when it's over, Krishna requests Arjuna to first step down from the chariot. On all the other days, 17 days before, it was different. Krishna had stepped down first from the chariot and then helped the heavily armored Arjuna. You know, he had his chest armor and fingers are very important for an archer to be, that must be protected, that because the enemy will try to shoot in your finger, that you can't use your bow and arrows. So all this, he had a lot of kilos on him, you know, and Krishna helped Arjuna down from the chariot. So on the last day, Krishna said, Arjuna, get down from the chariot. And Arjuna got down, and then Krishna, after Arjuna was, Krishna said, go in the distance. He looked around, everyone is in the distance. Then he jumped clear of the chariot, and the chariot, at that moment, my dear devotees, there was thunder, there was lightning, it all came over the chariot, and within minutes, this chariot, which was with metal, you know, heavy metal chariot, it was burnt into a piece of ashes. Because in the Battle of Kurukshetra, so many of these mystical weapons were there, and only were thrown to Arjuna. They have powers of focused atom bombs, these weapons. They don't spread and destroy and everything. There were also such weapons, but they were focused on the goal. They all took their effort and they burned the chariot. And Arjuna went, wow! And understood, all this time I was fully dependent on Krishna. If Krishna would not have been there, I would have died many deaths. You know, so this is the idea of spiritual life. You give your best, like Arjuna. Arjuna, really, those who want to read about those 18 days will be surprised what Arjuna did under the guidance of Krishna. But without Krishna's mercy, as Shumit would pronounce it, we can say also mercy, without that, there would have been no life in Arjuna. So, if we are not making ourselves, if we don't get this balance between effort and mercy, we will fall in our spiritual life. It's very important to learn this balance. Like a bicycle driver, if you don't know how to balance, you will fall with your machine. No? Otherwise, the Bhagavatam said, no chet pramattam asat indriya vaji suta nidvotpatam vishaya dash yushu nikshipanti. Otherwise, if one does not take shelter of Achyuta and Baladev, then the senses acting as the horses and the intelligence acting as the driver, both being prone to material contamination, inattentively bring the body, which acts as the chariot, to the path of sense gratification. In other words, this is all very, very high philosophy. So, simply said, if you are not making yourself dependent on Krishna and Baladev, you will not be able to reach your goal. You will go in the opposite direction, back to material life. No, this is very, very nice verse. And in the purport, if you like to read of this verse, where the consequences of not getting this balance right are described, there we hear a lot again about Nitai Gaur or Krishna Balaram. Please repeat after me. Vandesi Krishna Chaitanya.
Vandesi Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityanando Sahodito.
Nityanando Sahodito.
Gododaye Pushpavanto.
Gododaye Pushpavanto.
Shitro Shando Tamo Nudo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously, sun and moon, on the horizon of Goda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benedictions upon all. I will make now a point. So two things are there. What were the two things? Dependent, making ourselves dependent on Krishna's mercy. Yes, you know it. But before this, the bhakti scriptures inform us, comes another thing. It's the starting point of bhakti. Who knows what comes at the beginning of the bhakti path?
Faith.
Ado Shraddha. In the beginning, there must be faith. So if you want to take notes of the success formula, you must believe that it is possible for you. You must have faith that it is possible for you to walk the path of bhakti. Then you must have an intention to somehow make it possible and make the appropriate effort. And finally, the last thing is, you must make yourself dependent on Krishna. My dear devotees, I cannot stress enough how Shraddha, faith, comes before an effort. The living entity is made out of faith. You find Krishna in the 17th chapter of the Gita, text 3, speaking to Arjuna, Shraddho Mayo Yang Purushao. The living being is made out of faith. This faith is something which speaks to you 24/7, my new word. You understand 24/7? 24 hours on 7 days a week. Your beliefs speak to you. What you believe. I want to make an experiment with this. I want to believe that I'm 40 years old. You are laughing, but this is not irrelevant. There are three ages. There's the calendar age, then there is the biological age. My doctor, who has done blood tests and has checked the organs, says biologically your age is that of a 40-year-old person. Thank you. And then it's a third age, the age you choose. Many of our Hare Krishna devotees are very look very old, they sit very old, they speak very old, they smell very old, and they are only 50 years by the calendar age. Because they believe that they are old. They believe they are 50 years old. They have invested in this story. It's a narrative. With 50 years, you do this. With 50, and so on and so forth. Who said this? This is a story of Maya. Some believe in certain political things. During the time of COVID, our community was split in people who believed and who did not believe. It happened to all spiritual communities, believes are with you 24 hours a day. Because Shraddha Mayo Yam Purusho, the living being is made out of faith. If you please read, it's in the 17th chapter of the Gita, text 3. Having a couple of negative, self-defeating mantras in your head is like trying to climb a mountain and think, I will never reach the top. Then you cannot reach. I remember once one devotee for my birthday invited me for a tour in the Kletterwald. Kletterwald is climbing forest. It's a new type of adventure thing. Do you know? It's a there are high trees and they have a root in the high trees. You walk and and you're down and you have to. Do you know what it is? Yeah. Adventure spot. No. So he said, you should do this. And I said, why? He said, and it will teach you many things about belief systems. So I struggled. I said, not this year, let me think about it. And then the next year I was ready. In Berlin we have a few of those, and I went to the climbing forest nothing can happen to you. You are, you know, there was a very safe climbing forest. You have this thing. It's like you sit there and then it's on a steel rope. And if you fall, the worst of things which can happen is you just slide down to where you started the journey. Nothing there, and you know it, and you study it, and you try it. Yes, wonderful. But okay, I was climbing. Actually, I didn't try the thing. I was convinced that nothing can happen. No, I was climbing up there. Better not look. And finally, I found myself. I had forgotten about the security measurement, which is there. And I froze. I couldn't move forward. I couldn't move backwards. I couldn't move sidewards. I couldn't move in my mind out of this prison. I'm lost. I will fall and I will die. I had forgotten about the security thing, and there were some helpers downstairs, and they say, hey, you guys, get me out of here, get the fire brigade, you know. They said, it's so simple. This is the simplest part. You have done all the difficult parts. You just now take your left foot. Where's my left foot? I forgot. Left foot is where your heart is. Where's my heart? It's well, left is. They showed me from down. It's there. And you point. You go 50 centimeters forward. And you throw your right foot. Where's my right foot? It's there. Okay. And then I did everything according to the directions. And finally, I was out of the trap, and I finished the climbing forest. And later, I talked to the people, and I said, what happened to me? And I said, this happens to many people. They just somehow forget, because it's that they are safely secured. Nothing can happen. I mean, we would go out of business if people would fall, you know. So we have made sure that nothing can happen. It's safer than passing a traffic road, you know. When you pass and go over a road which has traffic. But because they are in this unusual circumstance, their mind just makes like a web around them, a spider web, and then they can't move any longer. I said, thank you. Thank you, first of all, for saving me, but thank you for this deep insight. because I could understand at this moment, this has happened to me thousands of times under the influence of Maya. All of a sudden, you are situated with a certain set of belief systems. You are ready to go to war for them. It's your conditioned nature. And you are there in your self-imposed prison. In the new book, you will find a passage which speaks about this, how we are both the one who throws us into prison and the prisoner. Our mind makes these ideas, and then we are imprisoned and we can't get out on our own. We do require the help of someone who's outside of our prison thing. But the problem is, my dear devotees, when we are pointed out, hey, there's a prison, we begin to defend the prison walls. We can't listen. We can't hear. We begin to argue. No, it's like this, it's like that. We can't follow. We can't do. This is a problem which we all have. And it is to get out of our web in which we have brought ourselves that we require the help of. We need to make all the effort, but then Krishna needs to give us his mercy. No. I want to tell you now a very nice little story. It's my favorite story in Krishna consciousness, at least during Nityananda Trayodasi. Nityananda, so first of all, what do you think? Some of you nod the heads. Others are looking at me shocked. It's kind of shocking, isn't it? Do you acknowledge, can you see that it is true?
Yes.
Can you see me there like a little anxious cat? How do I get out of here? It's so simple, they said. It's not simple. You don't understand. I will soon fly and then land and die. He says, come on. They very patiently explained, no, left, right, and there's the security. Have you forgotten the security thing here? You know, it's made of steel. It's so secure. But I have said to myself, one time is enough. I will never do this again. I was so frightened, like never before. Hare Krishna. So anyway, so we need empowerment to get out. And our example this morning will be Sri Parameshwari Das. He was a great soul who was Krishna's, Balaram's cowherd boyfriend. His name in the spiritual world is Arjuna, not Pandava Arjuna. There are few Arjunas. He's one Arjuna, no? So he is one of the 12 very close cowherd boys of Balaram who came with him down in this world and were their great swords. So Sri Parameshwari Prabhu loved Kirtan. Nitai was his life, and Nityananda used his body during Kirtan and other times where he fully manifested his Kirtans were, in the language of ISKCON, out of this world. So, once Parameshwari visited the house of Kamalakara Pipalai, another very dear devotee of Lord Nityananda in the village, I wrote it down, Aknamakesh. And he started a kirtan, and all these kirtan lovers in the village just came. They brought mridangas, some brought horns and bugles. I think we should bring this also in our kirtans, the exciting sounds, you know. It's like trumpets, but it's a certain horn, you know. And there was this amazing kirtan, which became so loud and so long that the atheists in the village began to become highly disturbed and upset. And in order to stop the kirtan, they did something which would work in any normal kirtan. They found a dead jackal and they threw it, bang, in the middle of the kirtan. Now, you in the Western thing said, how interesting, a jackal. but in the because you don't see jackals very often. In India, jackals are seen very often and they don't have a good name. They sometimes even come in the houses of people and start to and bite the newborn babies. They bite them in the throat, they kill them, in other words, and then drink their blood and eat their meat. It is very, jackals are not very nice, and if they are dead, they are already considered so bad, but when they are dead, they are really, you know, how inauspicious. Everyone runs away from this. But Parameshwari was not in the mood to stop the kirtan. He went to the jackal and chanted the holy name in the ear of the dead jackal. And as a result, that dead jackal started to get up, dance in the kirtan, and sing in the jackal voice the holy names. You want to hear the holy names in the dog voice? Go to Radha Kund. There are many dogs who come to the Artiks, great souls who sing in their way and follow them. There are also cows who come. It's very, and they are accepted as fallen members of the Vaishnav community, you know. So, yes, so all the devotees were so astonished and overcome with joy. And at the end of the kirtan, they offered their obeisances to that kirtan jackal. There is a prayer in the Vaishnava Vandana. It's a big book with prayers to Vaishnavas. The prayer says, I very attentively worship Parameshwari Das, who made a jackal come back to life during his sankirtan. So this is what is possible. Is it possible on one's own? No. It is possible by the mercy, by the Achyuta Bala. My dear devotees, do you believe that by the mercy of Krishna, you can become a blissful devotee? Do you believe that, these were all the young devotees who said like this. Everyone now check your belief systems. There are belief systems in you which are your worstest enemies. There are belief systems that are holding you back. You yourself are sometimes investing in the wrong beliefs, and therefore you cannot move beyond your present state. You stagnate because Shraddho Mayo Yang Purusho. The Purusha is made out of faith. And you carry this, unfortunately, these self-limiting beliefs, you know. Self-limiting, new age language, you know. Self-improvement language. You carry them with you. Have you seen how devotees who are young and who are strong in faith make such fast advancement? Have you seen that? You go like, wow, my God. And have you seen how older devotees are making slow advancement. Well, older devotees may be you, you know. What has happened? Something has happened in the belief system. So much negative experiences. In our movement, we have seen so many surprising things. We have seen Vaishnavas quarreling. Vaishnavas of the same guru making life so intolerable for each other. We have seen highly placed individuals not, you know, being bereft of Achyuta Bala, you know, and sadly, we have seen, and all this has gone into our belief system. When we joined, we thought all of the devotees were pure devotees. No. Now we are educated, we are realists, yes. We have learned. And although many of these learnings are important for us, but it has perhaps infected our own belief systems. Well, I was yesterday, as I told you, I took my reflection, hours. I didn't have so much. I had 3 hours for myself to chant my rounds and to reflect a little. And I asked myself the question, okay, Sachinanda Swami, no one is around. No one will hear this discussion which I want to have with you. I'm now talking to the Sachinandan Swami of 2000, what do we have? 22 or 24, of course, what else? 24. I want to have a talk with you. Are you ready? And that self of me said, I guess I can't run away from you. So, yes, ask me your question. You know, I have a higher self and I have a lower self. So my higher self wanted to have a talk with my lower self. And my lower self started to sweat already because my higher self is not very pleasant when it asks the question. Now, how much do you actually believe in Lord Nityananda? That he is divine, that he is Balaram. Yesterday, you know, this evening you will talk about that his umbilical cord, do I say the word correctly? Umbilical cord was buried under the bakul tree. Is he God? He has an umbilical cord. Do you believe that? Why do you have to ask these difficult questions? Said my intellectual lower self. Leave me alone! No, I won't leave you alone. We have 1 hour now. It will be. I will ask you this tough question. Finally, I asked myself the question: what do you actually believe in? 100%. You will even repeat it under difficult circumstances. I said, it's good that you asked. Well, I really believe that I'm a spirit soul because I saw in a surgery, I left my body and I was in the hospital and I overheard the surgeon's talk. I can't forget it. And I believe that the chanting of Hare Krishna transforms the heart. I have seen it. I have changed. And yes, I believe in Prabhupada, and I think this is what has saved me all this year. So I believe that he is a pure devotee, that he has the very best of intentions, that he is knowing about Krishna, that he sees Krishna. I believe that because I was in his association, I was able to massage him. I have inspected him as carefully as I can. I have looked at him when he slept. I have done all the things which you taught me, my dear critical self, I have done in my investigation. And he passed all these questions beyond all doubts. I believe this. I stand on this. Okay, said my higher self. I know that you believe it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I'm all right. I will not ask any further questions. Other things will come to you in due course of time. You will realize more and more. My dear devotees, now I'm turning to you. What do you believe beyond all the doubts which you have? You need to find these. You need to identify these. You cannot stay in belief systems which make you sick, which make you old, which make you unspiritual, which make you a very a depressed person, who commits so many mistakes, although you are so old, and who cannot understand so many things. You have to ask yourself, maybe you need a talk with yourself, and you need a, what do you believe? And then you may have to inspire yourself, but look, yes, you have this doubt, but there is this answer to this doubt. If you're not satisfied with this answer, go to someone and clear your doubt, no? So that you, because you need to move forward in your journey. You have not yet reached the target, the goal. And you need to give your best effort, and you need to also make yourself dependent on Krishna. Hare Krishna. What do you think? It's something serious, no? Three things you need in modern language. I will now talk in a different language than you hear it every day and as you have put it away every day. You need to have the belief it is possible, and you need to work on that, convincing yourself to become a surrendered devotee. Then you need to fix your intention to somehow make it possible, and then you need to practice dependence on Krishna. These three things will doubtlessly lead to the full success of your Krishna conscious life. Because here you're not dependent on your own strength, which is limited, but you are inviting the Lord to give you the strength and empower you. Maybe not immediately like Parameshwari, who was empowered by Nitai. It is said in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Nitai used the body of Parameshwari as an extension of his own body. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, whoever remembers Parameshwari attains love of Krishna. Hare Krishna. He was Parameshwari. Good. So I have come to the end. I thank you very much. Let us look at the wristwatch. We are almost in time. I can't believe it. Let me see if there is any question. Please think about your question before you asked it. Yes, here I see Gaura Hari. Then I see another person, Gauri. And then I saw someone first back there. Can you identify yourself? Ram Govinda. So these three devotees will start. Gaura Hari, start.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. You are speaking about practicing dependence on Krishna. And I think we are all quite good in practicing making effort. But what does it mean to practice being in dependence? Is that like a state of consciousness, something we have to remember? Or how do you do that to depend on the Lord?
In prayer. Prayer is such an important thing. But when you pray, make sure that the real you prays. This is the most important thing. Don't just follow things that you have heard. You know, it must come from you. There are four steps in prayer which we see in the prayers of Queen Kunti, and I like them very much. It starts with praising Krishna. You come before him, oh my Lord, you are there on the other side of the river of birth and death. Oh my Lord, you are the Lord of my heart. Then you express your present disqualification. My Lord, I'm in need of your help. I have doubts. I have spiritual weakness. I'm bitter. Then you should thank the Lord for everything he has already given you. It helps you to come out of the depressive mindset, you know, where you investigate yourself and you say, my Lord, I can see that you are there in my life. You have guided me so far. I have eaten. You have given me enough food. There's so many people who starve on this planet. And you have supplied me with food. You have supplied me with good association. I do have some Vaishnavas to whom I look up with. I'm relatively healthy, or the disease you have sent to me has woken me up. Express thanks, and then you can request a blessing. After praising the Lord, after explaining your own situation, you can request a blessing. Oh, please, my dear Lord, I'm in a transition phase. I'm moving from what I know, situation where I know my service and where everything is clear. I'm moving into a situation where I'm unclear about, and I do request your guidance, your help, and so on. This is an example of prayer, which works wonders. Gaurahari, I have come to believe in prayer because so many people have now asked me to pray for them, and I'm doing this because I must be useful for others in my life. After all, I'm living on the kindness of others. I'm living on donations, you know, so I must do my priestly function and so on, and to not be a parasite in society. And so I pray sincerely, and I've seen miracles happening. People who had been given up by their doctors, it's not possible that you will that they survive. They have survived, and they are well and good in their life, and yeah. So prayers for others, I have seen it works. I will soon start to collecting. No, I'm not like this, but I could. I have cases which are not possible with any other way than that Krishna helped them. It was a miracle. Krishna helped. It's not my prayer, it's which helped them. It's Krishna who helped them. So I think Krishna will help every sincere devotee who prays to Krishna. And that dependency is necessary. I have a good friend, Burijan Prabhu, who said during one Govardhana retreat, he said, the last thing the Hare Krishna people will do is to turn to Krishna and pray for her. And therefore Krishna has to send them so much suffering. Because anyone turns to the God, even an atheist, when he suffers. Turn before to Krishna. Pray as a dependent child. But so that it's not so selfish, you know, give me this. Make it a little cultural, you know. Praise the Lord first. Express your disqualification. Thank Him for what He has given to you already. And please Him, you know, with your prayer. Not the Christians say, oh no, here He comes again. You know. Give me this, give me that. There are songs. Oh Lord, give me Mercedes-Benz. You know, in all this, there are classical music songs like this, there are pop music, there are rock music songs. This is not so good, you know. Should be a little bit more. That is the easiest. After you have prayed to Krishna, Gaurahari, then you can let go. Okay, this is now in the hands of Krishna. I will continue to give my best. I will use my intelligence as best as I can. But I've put my case in the hands of the Lord now consciously. And you will feel immediately, ah. Oh. I remember when I was diagnosed cancer, heavy cancer. It was in its beginning stages, you know. Cancer doesn't happen, you don't have cancer, and then the next day you have cancer. There are many stages in between where it develops in you. And it was in the developing state, it was in the intestines. It was starting. Then it was after I was physically very exhausted and very finished. I couldn't really deal with this problem any longer. It was after surgery. I had one surgery, not on cancer, but on something else, and then it was diagnosed. I remember that day. I went to Radha Madan Mohan Gaurahari. I was still so weak, and my legs were, you know, the surgery was on the leg. They were so painful. Ugh. It was very close veins. I needed half an hour to walk, but I didn't want to inform any devotee. I needed to be alone with Krishna. So I walked, I came before the altar, and I said to Krishna, my dear Lord, I can also not now talk very complicated prayer. I'm a simple soul, very unrealized. I'm in deep need of your help. Please, I can't deal with cancer any longer. My willpower is broken. There's pain. I don't have my strong mind any longer. It's weak. Please help me. I don't want to die now. I have not yet finished my service. I'm still such a neophyte. And I remember afterwards, my heart felt relieved. Okay, I have given it to him. Let him decide now what to do. And so on. I really prayed. It was the real me who was praying, not because I should pray, because I had learned to pray. I didn't even follow what I had learned, you know, because I was so weak and so under pain and so under distress. I just went right like a little child. This is the problem. Please help. I believe in prayer. And that's how you express your dependency on Krishna. Good. Krishna. So there's Gauri. Yes, Gauri, please ask your question. We have a microphone for you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
You were talking so beautifully about this prison we
construct.
We construct ourselves, and I know this really well. I can do this really good. And I could feel placing myself in this prison. And you made this picture of this climbing forest thing. Yeah, you were upset. And then you are in the prison, and then from the outside there's someone to help you. And when I find myself in this prison, many times there is no one from outside to help me, or I cannot let this person come through me, to me. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yes, I know.
I'm really, just what you said, I'm defeating my present because this prison...
Defending.
Defending, yeah. I'm defending this prison, and sometimes even my higher self is seeing it and seeing, oh, this is so foolish. And still, I somehow cannot get out. Do you have any advice how to let go of this?
Yeah. The text says we should follow under a spiritual master. And when Krishna sees that we are following under our spiritual master, he becomes pleased. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat, this is a verse which we sing. And he comes to our help. But this only works if we love our spiritual master, if we have faith in our spiritual master. Otherwise, he can't help us. Because we don't allow him to help us. We don't have faith. Therefore, I can only say to all those who don't have yet made a choice, think about this 1,000 times before you approach anyone to become your spiritual master. 1,000 times is maybe too long, but think carefully about it. And you need to first study that person, the scriptures say, for at least a year, because you may find out he is not always talking like he talked to that one in that one lecture when you made your decision. He is my eternal spiritual master. He will sometimes talk some differently when you go like, wow, how could he say this? So you need to study for a long time. The scriptures say minimum a year, because before you can have this faith. Because if you have a guru and you do not have this faith, you will not let him help you when you need it most. At the time when you need it most, the help, if you have no faith, you will not be able to receive help and you will be on your own. Now for all of you who have a spiritual master, when you somehow do not have that relationship any longer to your guru, which does happen, the tradition talks about this, this is normal, we develop, we change and so on, you will need to find a shiksha guru in whom you can have this faith. Because when you need it most, you need people who can, you need superiors, it says here in the verse, let me find the Sanskrit for you, who can help you. Yeah, the word is something garishta, no? Garishta Charana, the lotus feet of superiors. You do need them, who are in a higher position than you. That means they have more intelligence, they have more spiritual strength than you, they have more willpower than you. These are the superiors who are over us. They have the key to open the door to your prison. Which you don't have at the moment. In all spiritual traditions, you find they are not always called gurus. They are called mentors somewhere. They are called superiors in Christian language and so on. Because it is known, this is a principle, on the spiritual path, we come into the situation where we are stuck. No? It is known. It's the experience of every, all part. These are true things, you know. They're not just, oh, the Hare Krishna movement is talking about this. They are, these are universal principles you will find everywhere. Because they are just truth. Or here it says, you know, go to Nityananda, Nityananda, help me. But if you don't have faith in Nityananda, it won't also work so well. But it works, something will work. Nityananda, just sit there, Nityananda, 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 Nityananda. There might be one serious Nityananda about amongst all these Nityanandas, and then it, oh, Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, and the Lord will hear. We are never alone. This is the illusion. In the disciple meeting, I will talk more about this subject. For now, I will go to the last question, Ram Govinda.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned the example of Krishna and Arjuna, and how Arjuna noticed that his life had been saved many times over, and that was Krishna's mercy. And in this example, it's very clear to see Krishna's mercy, and that strengthens our faith. But sometimes we'll see in devotees who we consider in high esteem endeavor very hard, or we see them as surrendered devotees, but they may die a premature death, or they may have a lot of suffering. And that example of mercy, it's a bitter mercy. It's more difficult to see. And because of that, it may dampen our faith, or it may challenge our faith, or question it in some ways. So my question is, how do you notice Krishna's mercy when it's more difficult to see?
Yeah. What a good question, yes. Three years ago, I learned a lesson on that, which I'm happy that I learned it, so I feel I have some sort of answer to your very difficult question. By the way, your question has is how can we maintain our faith in a merciful Lord when such heavy things happen to His devotees, you know. It's a whole branch. This is a very important question which you have asked. Keshava Maharaj once said, you have to see not only on the spot, you have to see in a broad way. What was before and what comes after to make a decision. When you only have a spot-like judgment, you will beat up the doctor who puts the surgeon's knife into someone and causes pain. If you have a long-term vision, you know, oh my God, there was a blindarm. How do we say blindarm in English?
Appendix.
There was an appendix, and by putting that knife inside, he's bringing that appendix out, you know. So, and then the doctor comes and here, the appendix, you know. good that you cut him. So you need, in order to understand life, you need to have a broad vision. A spot vision doesn't always give you all the information. So 2 years ago, somewhere, because these are all private things, I cannot give the name, nor can I give the country. Let me say in China, a devotee mother died from cancer. She had two children, small children, who needed the mother, you know, small, and she was divorced from her husband, and it was very unfortunate. This is a real life event, I will not give the name, and I also have placed it in a country where that didn't happen. I don't know China, and I don't know anyone there. But I need to protect the privacy, because what you will hear will be quite intense. So I was asked to talk to the dying mother. She couldn't talk back. She had already artificial, how do you call this?
Respiration.
Is this how to say it? She had here and here, and all the functions in her body were maintained by modern medicine, but she could hear. And she had some faith in me. I had met her 3 times and had spoken to her, and she had said if I could talk to her before she dies. So, oof. First of all, I didn't know her very well. Second of all, I was also grieving. It was a very good person, very kind-hearted, done many good things for people, and now the children. I didn't know what can I say. Trust in Krishna, surrender to Krishna. I know many things, but what would help that person in that moment to let go and let Krishna do? So I asked one of her best friends, what do you think about the situation? It was a very nice, very exalted devotee friend. And the devotee, first of all, told me the whole situation, you know, what is around, when the disease started, when the husband had left her, and all this, you know, all background information. And then I said, I want to help this person, but what do I say? Any idea? And the devotee said, you have many ideas. I don't need to tell you anything about ideas, but I will tell you one thing. I am, of course, crying for the situation. Of course. But there is one side in me which says, why do I cry? She's in the hands of Krishna. She has faith in Krishna. She's a good person. There must be things which I don't know. There are things before and after which come. And perhaps it's the best for her, and perhaps it's the best for the children. It is known that hard times make strong people. Strong people make good times. Good times make weak people, and weak people make hard times. This is how our civilizations go. There's a generation of hardworking people. We have to really, you know, tilt the field, grow the grains, you know, establish housings, you know, and so on. They became very strong, and they made good civilizations with nice things, food. The food markets are full with food, and so on. And these good people who made good times gave the good times to the next generations, and they developed all these luxury problems, drug problems, criminal problems. You know, that's not a luxury problem, the criminal problem. You know, worries, anxieties. What is there? You can live. You can live, actually, if you bring yourself together and just talk a little to your mind, you can live a wonderful life. You know, but good times make weak people. And they A diamond happens under pressure, you know, when the coal is pressured. Therefore, yes, and the weak people make very hard time. They lose, they ruin everything. They quarrel amongst themselves there. Ah, they're so, you know, and so on. Then some people will rise again from these hard times and will... The way we deal with this circle in Krishna consciousness, we practice austerities. Yes, we have money, but still you should not spend more than you need. Yes, we have success in our preaching movement, but remain serious. Don't think you are the doer, you know, continue to read, continue to practice seriously, continue to practice your promises, continue 16 rounds, you know. Remain strong, don't become weak, because you will make hard times for yourself and suffer unnecessarily. No? Can you recognize the cycle?
Yes.
Perhaps in your own life you can recognize it. No? Perhaps in your own life you can recognize it. So, yes. So, this is a hard time. Where is he? Ram Govinda, are you still there? Yes. I can't see you because the light goes in the eyes, but now I spotted you intuitively. No, not entirely, Antony. When you smiled, I saw a white line, you know. And, then I know only Ram Govinda has such a winning smile. He smiles, yes, beautifully. And you use a good toothpaste, you know. Some joke, some humor. Yes, we don't know the whole story about these devotees. It's interesting. Bhishma asks the same question. He asks, how in the presence of God, Krishna, in the presence of Dharma?
Bhima.
What?
Bhima.
Dharma, yes. there was God, Dharma, and the Brahmanas. How could the Pandavas suffer like this? Exile. Their wife was publicly humiliated. They were the rightful kings, you know. If you have no position, then you cannot be humiliated. Humiliated, you know. So they, in the face of... And there was Krishna on their side, and still they were exiled into the forest. They had nothing when they went into the forest. That only the set of cloth that they were wearing, and before that they had palaces. How could this happen? I can't understand it, that grandfather, Father Bhishma. And if you continue to, then he says this must be the plan of the Lord. Plan of the Lord, you're not yet 100% sure. Then you continue to read the shlokas and you find the Lord always is kind towards the living entities. It may be, so don't look at the situation punctually with a spotlight, but see what is before and what is after. Of course we can't see that, that's a problem, but we can my English is not so good. Hypothesize about it.
Hypothesize.
Say the word again.
Hypothesize.
You're a learned scholar. this difficult word, which Ananta Gauranga would say.
Hypothesize.
Yes, this word. And you can think about it. Yeah. Good. Good. Yeah. I thank you very much. We have ended our class here. And all the best for you. Oh my God, this was a little longer. I'm sorry, I know you must be hungry, but today is not so strenuous. And I was thinking, who of you was in the japa, guided japa session yesterday? Oh yes, a good number. Today I would think, if you are free, Gaurahari, I think it's nice, because during festivals I find our japa suffers really, because there are so many interesting people, and if we sit down, interesting so-and-so comes with an interesting point, you know, and then our japa is not possible. So do you have time?
Yeah.